Do you think your dog could teach you how to behave on Facebook? There's been a lot of unfriending because of politics these last few months. Over the weekend, we got a lesson in peaceful coexistence from the Westminster Dog Show. You know, the most prestigious dog show in America. It's been around for 140 years. Well, this year, at the opening event, the Westminster Kennel Club did the unthinkable and invited, I kid you not, cats.
Black and orange stray cats sitting on a fence.
Yes, I'm serious. Cats were invited to the dog show.
I strut right by with my tail in the air.
At this particular event, the public got to pet the pups, and this year the pussycats. There were 40 breeds of cat and 120 breeds of dog in attendance. Like Congress, the only thing separating them was an aisle. I talked with a pet photographer who's working at the dog show this week, James Morrissey, about this cat to the dog show thing. Good choice.
As a matter of fact, I have a cat and a dog, and they both live in a perpetual state of détente, but they are not warm and fuzzy.
Furry pets are supposed to be warm and fuzzy. It's in the job description, but no matter. Why did the Westminster Dog Show invite cats?
There has seemed to have been, in the last few years, a desire here to open up Westminster to more people.
Meaning cat people.
Cat class, and I got cat style.
So the cats and dogs mingled Saturday for 7 long hours peacefully. There were no problems, no fights. Fur did not fly. So next time you hear someone complain about the world going to the dogs, maybe it should. When it matters, they know how to behave.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.